Sometimes it's good to just take it into a different context altogether. Like, okay, so now I'm working on this thing, and I said, you know, once I get to tempo 140 or 160, it won't sound like it's new anymore. But what if I just experiment with playing it at 140 or 160 just to see how I could use it? Because then my window of options, my chances of being able to implement this on the fly in a real life setting are way greater if I explore different sort of ways to address it. You know, unless in the previous example, unless it's at tempo 95, you know, and we happen to be in the key of A or something, then I'm not going to be able to start using it necessarily unless I broaden my horizon. So just by chance, I went to 140. And I'm going to choose a completely new key, maybe F, I don't know, something totally unrelated to A. And this is... So I just made up a simple progression in F just to see if I could do string skipping on that. It's F, B flat. You don't have to know this, but I'm just explaining. Some string skipping. One, two, three, one. Hard for me. It sounded good, but I don't really have a systematic way to implement that. So I'm not going to spend tons of time on that right now, but it's good to do that in small doses, because now if I am at that tempo in a completely different key, I can use my string skipping. It's just not as sort of I can't use it as much or as thoroughly or as smoothly. Does that make sense? But it's still good to try it. But since it's too hard for me, what I should do is make some kind of restrictions to make it easier. For example, what if I stay only on the third and first strings? So I'm going to keep my same tempo and keep my same chord progression, but I'm only going to play those two strings. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I should clarify, I'm playing the other strings, but when I do the string skipping, I'm only sticking to the first and third strings. Let's see if this exercise works out. Again, I'm making this up on the fly. I'm teaching myself how to teach myself string skipping. This is what you're going to learn to do. 1, 2, 3, 4. A little, but again, it'd be easier it'd be more worth my time if I went back and went back to 95 and worked on that. But another restriction is, let's say I'm gonna do any set of strings, but I'm not gonna do the chord progression. I'm only gonna do the F chord. So that could be interesting. One, two, three, four. Interesting.